This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the thoughts from the people on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. That's a companion piece to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show that Michael Harrison and I do. And it goes through all of the stories and the people, as we have time, the top 10 items, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, top 10 list of people. I kind of go back and forth on this. Sometimes we take the list of issues, and then sometimes we take the people. And because the people always wrap around the big stories, let's start with that, ladies, shall we? And begin with the ever-loving Gavin Newsom, who shows up at number 10 this week. Jennifer, you can take the ball and bring us through that nitwits, whatever has crept into his life this week that affects all the people who live in California. What's his story?
Well, he's getting the recall is getting closer and closer. The deadline was St. Patrick's Day, so all of the signatures that were collected were turned in. There are 2.1 million of them, and now they're being combed through to look for duplicates to make sure that all the signatures are accurate, appropriate.
Who does that, by the way? Who is responsible?
Usually the registrar, the local county's registrar of voters will do that. So they certify the signatures. Now, unusual about this recall is that the recall had volunteers that went through and pre-screened most of the signatures. So they went through the certification process early. They dumped out dupes. They made sure that everything was belonged. So when they handed it over to the registrar or voters for certification, they knew that they were handing over a certain amount of signatures because they have what's called a drop rate. They have like a 28% drop rate, which means that they're going to throw out 28% of the signatures that were collected. They needed 1.4 million. Just under 1.5 million to get a recall on the ballot. They turned in over 2.1 million signatures. So most people believe that a recall is definitely in Gavin Newsom's future. I think even he knows it.
He deserves it. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
What is the Democrat Party going to do? Are they going to support him, or are they going to put up a candidate so that they don't lose a governor's seat? I mean, for Democrats to lose California's governor's seat, that would be a pretty disastrous thing. So now they have a choice. Do we put our resources behind saving Gavin, or do we bring in a good, strong Democrat with name recognition? And that's been the conversation now. Tom Steyer, who ran for president, who's got a lot of money, has showed some interest. Antonio Villaraigosa, who's the former mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh, right, Steyer. Yeah. What did we think of him when he was? He was a pretty intelligent guy.
He was okay, actually. Yeah, he was a nerd. He was a big dork, but he's very, very, very progressive. He's more progressive than Gavin Newsom, and you know that's. Everybody has their own opinion. Just my personal one
doesn't work for you.
Doesn't work. Yeah. So I would not be a fan. Yeah.
The
Villaraigosa has also thrown his name.
Number 10 and number 9 together on the people list. Go with number 9 on the story list, and that's the story, if you will, of Andrew Cuomo, who finds himself sort of in the same place in a theoretical sense as Newsom.
I'd rather be Newsom support today than Cuomo. Yeah.
Same.
I'll be honest. Yeah.
Really. Okay, so tell us why, both of you.
Newsom does have good hair, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Newsom is getting recalled, and that's for sure. Cuomo, we don't know what's going to happen to him. They're investigating impeachment, but he's got so many scandals to deal with, and some of them are just political scandals, but some of them are criminal investigations that are going on. It's possible that he could have criminal charges filed against him for the nursing home scandal, for hiding those deaths. It's possible he could have criminal charges filed against him for sexual assault. I don't know. I just don't think it's a good place to be. And his response last week when asked by a reporter if he was going to resign, he said, "No, I'm here to stay, darling." I mean, do you not understand what optics
darling
look like? Like, all of the scandals. Do not be calling people darling. We're not in a series. We're not in Mad Men right now. I mean, just get it together. Stay quiet. I don't know. It's It's crazy. Right. The latest one, he had another woman come out this week, someone another who currently one. Works for him.
Yeah. Okay, number eight on the people is Sidney Powell. Number seven, Ahmed Al-Alwi Alisa. I don't know that name. That didn't. What
that's
were
the Boulder? Anyway. That's the Boulder shooter.
Shooter. Okay, that's right too. But he. Well. I almost said something that I would probably have regretted. So I guess I shan't say it. Let's talk about that, the situation, because that's the number one story this week, actually. What this fellow did, violence in general, back to the gun control discussion. Isn't that interesting that I paid no attention to, I'm just sort of reflecting on this for a second, that I paid no attention to his name.
That's on purpose, because it's not even that the name was withheld for almost 24 hours, which is very unusual.
Who would make that decision?
Probably the Boulder police or the FBI, whoever was investigating it. And then when the Boulder police chief came out and named him, she called him Ahmed Alisa. She left out the Al-Alwi, which I don't know why she chose to do that. I mean, it's typical, because most times, I mean, in the shooting in Georgia, we learned the suspect's full name. And so a lot of people are thinking that they were trying to control the narrative that this was someone who was a believer of a radicalized Islamist. And so...
So why would
Americans control the narrative? I mean,
why would good Americans want to control the narrative when something looks like that?
Well, here's the thing, because it does look like that, the only thing, and I don't know the reason, I'm just speculating, but, you know, we have had such an influx of anti-Asian crime happening right now, and we know that, you know, a lot of, there have been so many crimes against people from other countries when it, you know, if you think that this is an Islamic terrorism thing, then anybody with a name or a turban or whatever, even though people get that wrong, you know, then hate crimes, there's a spike in hate crimes.
Okay.
It could be that maybe they were trying to...
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think that's a...
There's always a spike in hate crimes.
Let's think about it this way. With the focus, the border is number three this week, and the situation there on the list, and you look at the people, some of the people that are involved in trying to stem that flow, and you think about race relations, which is number eight on the countdown this week. So let's see if they don't go together in a manner of speaking, because there are so many people that are coming into this country... A lot of folks who are not working and they give up their jobs to other people, whether this is correct or not, whether there's a certain amount of ignorance that flows into this thinking, that's not really the issue. What I'm suggesting is that this is all a reaction, and we have more people coming here than any place else in the world. A lot of folks like to go to certain countries in Europe, for sure, but you don't find anybody trying to break down the walls to get into China, do you? Or into India, or into places where the living is horrible. The living is great here, and we've let ourselves become a target because it is nice, and so we're trying to be nice. And when you try to be nice, it sometimes gets stuck up your keister. And that's what's happened here, way out of control. And so the reaction that some people have, who may or may not have, I'm not saying this is true, but it justifies it in some people's minds, when you don't like someone of a different race who has come here, so you think, to take your job or to change the way our lifestyles are, to pay more attention to people who are minorities, when many people think that that's gone over the top, this is all reaction city. I can see it makes great sense. I don't say I like it, but it makes nothing but sense to me. And then, on top of that, when you see the city of Chicago Evanston is where this took place this week, they're going to become the first city to offer reparation money to black residents whose families suffered during the discriminatory practices after the Civil War. And people are asking, is this going to be the national model to give money? Remember what Larry Elder said, reparations are people who never owned slaves giving money to people who never were slaves. And that's really, they've put aside $400,000 in Evanston, Illinois, to give $25,000 apiece to a small number of people who are black that live in Evanston. They're going to use the money for home repairs, or down payments on mortgage. I will tell you one thing that I know.
That's actually a really good use of money, then.
Well, it isn't that. Let me tell you from the farm point of view, ladies.
Home repairs equal an increase in home
value. Business.
The government get? I mean, is the government responsible for giving that to everybody or just to one person? I mean,
well, that's the question. Let me just give you the bird's eye view from the farm perspective. For what we found out this year, I was a member of a group in the National Farmers Union looking at this, and I must admit I wasn't a big participant in it, but I was interested in the outcome, and I declared that I would talk about it on the air because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to show some light on the country's discriminatory practices. This is not just public. This is private. The farm lending institutions have not given loans to black people who have the same accreditation, if you will, as white people. And this has been going on in the South, the Midwest, the Mid-South. There is a real problem. I put that in quotation marks, but it's real. Do we take money like these people have? By the way, some of the help now that there's been light shined on it is coming from the banks, not from the federal government. But the banks have been sort of cowed into, if you'll pardon the pun, giving money to blacks when you look at their record and it's horrendous. And there's no excuse for it because many of the black farmers have exactly the same kind of credit as the white farmers. Is it better if this is the approach to have, I think that's the question you're asking, Jennifer, to have the money come from private sources that may, you know, businesses that may have been affected by prejudicial practices.
If you're worried about the banks or loans, I've never on any loan document that I've ever filed been asked to give my raise. It always says optional. It always says optional. It never says that you have to, and they say for demographic purposes. So I've never.
And
in
your marriage, the status of your marriage: are you married or single, and are you white or not? That's the question.
Okay, well, I've been asked about whether you're married or not, which might be discrimination. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they discriminate me for one income. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've never, it is always said optional when they ask about your demographic. And I don't know if that's a California thing or what. But the idea is
this. It is, in part. Yeah.
Is it the government's job to give money to people to build houses or to create their dream? And if so, isn't it discriminatory if they're only giving that to certain
people?
Yeah,
it's discriminatory. That's why it's better to come
from private sources. So isn't this reverse discrimination? I mean, my grandfather was dirt poor in Chicago and built his life and went to work for the county as a janitor and raised my dad and my uncle and gave a good life to my grandmother. Should he get money for growing up in Illinois in those conditions?
There's the question. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let's get to the trending items that apply to this week's story list and the people list at talkers.com. You'll find the list there. You also find the list on our sites as well, Jay, right? Jay Kirshner is here. All
yes,
the social media.
Yes, TJP Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes, all right. So let's extrapolate a little something here. When we're talking about COVID, which is the number two story this week, the vaccines, variations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I see the National Football League has relaxed the rules for teams that have been vaccinated. So what is this there? What does this say to the people in the stands? And how does this apply? What is going on here?
So with the draft, it's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio this year. Last year's draft, understandably so, was a virtual event. And so what they're doing in Cleveland is the draft, the teams that are vaccinated in their war rooms are going to have some kind of different rules. So teams that are vaccinated, their war rooms, they do not have to wear masks.
What does it mean, war room? What's the war room?
That's where the people who are drafting
plays.
Different players,
oh,
that's
okay,
that's
yeah.
where they're all together and they're huddled and they're making their plans and are they going to make their draft and do their pick, or are they going to give somebody else their draft pick and, you know, move. So they call those the war rooms.
Okay.
So teams that are vaccinated, they will not have to wear masks. They will have flexible physical and social distancing rules. However, they will have a cutoff of 10 staffers in those rooms. Now, the non-vaccinated teams, they will have to adhere to strict COVID policies. They will have to have masks. They will have to have social distancing. And then their cap per people will be 20 people per room.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to actually see the candidates sitting, you know, in a room somewhere, or are they all at home? Do we know how that's going to work for the draft?
I haven't seen anything about where the players being drafted are going to be. They've normally, prior to COVID, they were all in this big banquet room. Some
right.
people were still always, they weren't in-house, they were virtual still. You know, last year everyone was virtual. I don't know if we're going to see a mix of it or if those players will still be virtual and it's just the war rooms that will have people in-house.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's that. Let's see, who else? The list of people this week, by the way, for the first time, the list does not include Donald Trump in the top 10 people, even though one of the trending stories is Trump starting his own social media. What is that going to amount to? Anybody have...
It'll be co-branded. I mean, Trump, you know, I wasn't surprised when the news kind of got straightened out in a sense, that he was not going to start his own. He's going to be co-branding off of someone else. Right. That's not a surprise. Trump doesn't put money into any. He doesn't put his own money into anything. So it's someone else will pay for it. But we don't know what it's going
to
look like.
Question yet. Trending on our social media has to do with whether you'd get a COVID vaccine. Would you take a shot from your dentist? Because apparently the word is out that because Biden wants to have everybody get their shot by the 4th of July, when you go get your Novocaine shot, you can also get a shot for the virus. Anybody got a problem with that? Or
why would you have a problem with a dentist when people are trusting pharmacists to do it?
Yeah.
Thing. Out of everybody that answered, 100% said no, they would not allow their dentist to give them a COVID shot.
Really?
I love my dentist.
Wow.
That's so weird. You let your dentist take teeth out of you and drill holes in your face, but you won't get a shot in your arm?
Yeah, they're a medical professional. They don't understand.
All right, so let's see. Kamala Harris, number two on the list this week. She's going to speak at Empower Women with Bill Clinton. Interesting combination.
Right? And that's what people are agreeing with. I mean, this man, it has an infamous sex scandal. He's a legendary serial womanizer. He does have accusations of sexual assault, sexual misconduct.
Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking at this Empowering Women's Conference, and a lot of people are like, why? This is so cringeworthy. What qualifies him to be there? Was there not somebody else you could get? What kind of system is this?
I think Andrew Cuomo is going to be the master of ceremonies.
Yeah. Well, what does that say about Harris, too? I think there's a question about her and how she plays into all of this anyway. So that's some of the trending items. Check them all out. The DJV Social.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening, that I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because, you know, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the State House in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In his first court appearance since being accused of gunning down 10 people at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado Monday, 21-year-old Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alyssa will stay behind bars. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket this week appeared in court for the first time and was denied bail at the hearing. The judge said Ahmad Alisa, who faces 10 charges of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting attack at the King's Superstore, must be held without bond. Defense attorneys said they wanted more time to evaluate his mental state. The judge made the ruling during a brief hearing in which he formally faced charges for killing 9 civilians and Officer Eric Talley. He's also charged with attempted murder of another police officer. They say he used a Ruger AR-556, which is a weapon that would have been banned under a Boulder City law enacted in 2018, but the ban was overturned by a local judge just days before the attack. Three Colorado lawmakers have called for a statewide ban on the type of assault weapon that was used in the Boulder attack. Colorado lawmakers have already proposed two bills for gun reform. One would set more stringent rules for firearm storage, and the other would require owners to report lost or stolen guns.
King Supers, where the shooting took place, is known to be a gun-free zone. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Check out The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly here on the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot hits from the stories that have been gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com as well. All these stories have been vetted by the staff by listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country. That's where the list comes from. Border situation is number three on the list, as I've decided we'll go back and forth and equate the people to the stories. The president news conference this week, ladies, seemed to Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Not a surprise there. I noticed that the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley is considering releasing illegal crossers into our country without a court date. So where does that leave us? That becomes
That's a new procedure. So it was catch and release, and what catch and release was is that they'd hand you a court date, and you were supposed to show up, and most people did not, and that was the problem with catch and release. Now this is like catch and release on crack, where they're just saying, here's a pamphlet of all the immigration courts throughout the country. When you get to where you're going, call and make yourself an appointment so that we can deal with your asylum claims. Right.
It makes it even easier. Of course. Yeah. The reasoning for the decision, so they say, is that the situation becomes so dire that the Border Patrol has no choice but to release people immediately after apprehension because there's no space to hold them.
There's no place to put them.
So why are they letting him in the country? How did you feel both, I think all three of you watched the press conference with the president, so how did he handle this? I'm sure I'm going to get a couple of different readings here, but Victoria,
the border stuff
you...
is a mess. I think that was pretty obvious. I think everyone can agree on that. And there were not there were unclear answers. There were contradicting answers. Every case is different. It's complicated, and especially when kids are involved. The thing that people don't realize is when young kids, and they're kids as young as 2 to 3 years old, if they don't have parents with them, they have to go before a judge at the border, and essentially a 3-year-old has to tell the judge why they left their country. And the attorneys are now lashing out at this, saying this is ridiculous that we are trying to force a 3-year-old to tell a judge why they left. I mean, 3-year-old, this is a baby. So it's the whole thing is just a mess.
And that's
really
one part of it, because a lot of kids will come in with like a post-it note with who they belong to, and that's ridiculous. But Biden himself yesterday, I can't even believe he said it, said that 70 or over 70% of the kids that we call unaccompanied minors are 16 or 17 years old. Well, those kids are not coming here like little babies. They're coming here to join the workforce. And
yeah,
we have
that
a workforce,
age they are.
Yeah, and Biden himself said over 70% of them are doing that. He said something that was not true. So that by and large, we're sending people back. It was released by Axios this week that only 13% the people coming to the border are actually being sent back. Most of them are just being let into the country, and he wasn't pushed back about that.
Here? What are
and
we
I was
doing?
Surprised. The thing in California that's made a lot of headlines this week is that, the focus has been a lot on Texas and Arizona with the border crossings, but California's getting slammed too, and they're going to open up the San Diego Convention Center to house these migrants because there's no place for them. And if you are a foster parent, you're being asked in California to take in, I'm not even making this up, up to 26 migrant kids if you're able to.
What are we doing to ourselves? What's the rush? What's the reason? How is it that these people are so blind? Is Biden's judgment that bad when it comes to this? It sure looks like it. And the people around him, is it they're just this mania to do what? And in what name? Do you let all these people come into the country?
But that was not the tone that he had during the press conference. He made it pretty clear that we're going to be seeing in the next week or so a lot more people getting sent back. And part of that is the negotiation with Mexico, which he's now put on Kamala Harris to kind of spearhead those discussions. So it was not a clear answer, and it's not a great answer for a press conference. But I think the overall sentiment was it's a wait and see.
This is something that didn't need to happen. It happened because of what he said when he was running. And it happened because of what he did the first day that he got into office. The reason we have to negotiate with Mexico again, we already had a deal. At this time 6 months ago, there was already a well-organized process going on with Mexico. And now even the Mexican president is laughing at us, going, the migrant president in over his head, making promises he can't deliver on. I mean, it's embarrassing. And then the stonewalling, not allowing the media in. Again, ask yourself, if another president did this, what would people say? And, the answer at the press conference was, well, we'll let you in when we're ready. Well, that's like a criminal saying, well, police, you can come in after I hide the weapon. I mean, come on.
The border stuff was probably his weakest moments of the press conference.
But it's the most important thing. Now, let's go one step further, shall we? Apparently, a lot of Republican attorneys general have taken a blowtorch to some of the things in the Biden first 100 days, suing the administration over the pipeline, suing the administration over immigration policies, suing the administration over climate policy.
They can sue all they want. I mean, when Trump was in, he had a bunch of attorneys general suing him, too.
Why do you think Javier Becerra is our new department, the secretary of the Department of HHS, Health and Human Services? It's because, as Attorney General of California, he sued Trump 150 times. So,
well, did he get anywhere with the suits, any of them?
Sometimes they do. But
I mean, Texas has already sued Biden for some of the border policies, and they won. They won an injunction temporarily. So,
All right, let's tie two things together here. Let's tie together the situation with the people coming into the country and why they're coming in and who they vote for, and the voting rights bill, which is known as H.R. 1, cleaning up our election system, making states accountable for the messes. And what are we really going to do? How are we going to vote? That's a national issue that doesn't seem to be getting settled. The politics of this are pretty obvious, at least on two levels. That is, all these people coming into the country can make a good argument. They'll vote for the people who helped them get in here. And that's number
that's
one.
That's a secondary issue, though. The reason we're talking about voting rights is because there's a bill, H.R. 1, which is from the House, now the Senate, is arguing, and there was testimony this week between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, first time both of them testified kind of against each other, I think since 2006 or 7. And they're arguing about whether or not we should federalize an election process. And in and of itself, I think even if this bill goes somewhere, it'll be challenged because it's unconstitutional. It takes away from states' rights. And I think a lot of people know that. And so then the argument is, why press forward? And to get this passed, the reason we talk about the filibuster is that they would have to end the filibuster to probably get this passed, because everybody is so divided on this. Democrats see it as a power play. Republicans see it as a power play. So everybody's up in arms about this. And what I thought was interesting yesterday at the press conference is that Joe Biden was asked about the filibuster, and they asked him if he thought it was racist, a racist process. And he said yes. But the only people who have filibustered, there's not been one piece of Biden legislation that has been filibustered by Republicans since he began in January. The only people who filibustered were Democrats in the last 4 years of Trump. If it's racist to filibuster, why in the world did Obama do it so much? Why did Kamala Harris do it so much? Why did Joe Biden himself do it so much? Filibustering.
He was talking about Jim Crow. That was the
no,
voting
they
stuff.
Equated that. No, they equated the filibuster to Jim Crow. That's what they were doing. Jim Crow laws.
Well, he had said that it was abused, which I agree with him that it's been way overused.
But he abused it. That's the point. The point is that the only people who have been filibustering anything in recent history have been Democrats. There hasn't been a Republican filibuster in years.
Well, there are some other things here as I look at the list that we may not have spent as much time on as we ought to. Number six, the Capitol insurrection investigation. I want to talk about that with you in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
We'll All right, back into the fold here, 45 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. So the number six item, as I was pointing out a few minutes ago, is the continuing investigation into what happened January 6th. I thought it was interesting that the former interim U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin reiterated that he thinks charges of seditious conspiracy could be brought against some of these defendants in the breach on January the 6th. This is not done very often, a sedition. When's the last time you heard anybody charged with sedition? Is it digging? There are a lot of other people who are saying the same thing. The folks in certain departments in Washington closely looking, they say, at evidence related to these charges. We are working on the cases. The results will bear fruit very soon.
They have so many different tiers
Proud Boys, of
involvement. Yeah. You know, like there are the people who physically busted through the door and the windows and grabbed Nancy Pelosi's laptop or whatever. And then there are people who were just standing outside who never went in. So there are so many different layers.
This,
right.
You know,
so there are so many
annoying
layers of investigations, I think, to figure out who was actually doing what. And it's not easy.
Well, it's stupid. You need to go, we know who the people were that broke through. They have security footage.
Yeah.
Those people need to be arrested. They need to be in jail if they are not already, and they need to have the book thrown at them. That's number one. Number two, the people who went to the Trump rally, who weren't even near the Capitol, not by a mile, literally a mile, are being investigated. Their houses are being tossed. The FBI is coming and confiscating people. I had a friend, this is happening, I'm not making, like, this is not just like conjecture, something I saw online. Someone's house was tossed by the FBI. They took a Trump bumper sticker. That's what they recovered as evidence. You laugh, but think about when the FBI comes to your door and they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right, so we were talking about the number five item is voter rights legislation. We've covered pretty much everything. The shooting violence, what went on. I thought it was interesting, the response on air in the radio community in Boulder and in Denver. They've started something after the Boston Marathon when Boston Strong became a phrase. Now it's Boulder Strong. Fundraisers going on through the week and over the weekend to raise money for the victims of this mass shooter. So, you know, you look at this and you think, okay, what's going on in America? And how is it that do these things go on? That's a question I heard. And maybe this is a good question for our social media. Why do these things go on in America? What is there? Is it back to what we were saying a few minutes ago or earlier in the program? You know, the fact that the border crisis has let all these people in. They're getting jobs from Americans, and that annoys people. Is it that deliberate, or do just people have hate in their system? They just don't, you know, they grow up around in a certain way, and when that lifestyle is challenged, they want to do whatever they can to get back what they think is theirs.
And, I don't know. I think the larger issue is mental illness, and it needs to be addressed.
But that's not what came out this week. That was, where did I see somewhere somebody said...
I'm confused now. Are we talking about, because you just conflated the border with Boulder, are we talking about the Boulder shooter?
I'm talking about why people are this angry, and this is part of the Asian thing.
Well, this guy was schizophrenic.
Well, of course he was nuts. He shouldn't have had a gun. You know, there are all kinds of issues to this. This is, I suppose, a perfect talk radio conversation because it goes in so many different directions, Victoria.
Yeah,
but
I don't think this is being labeled as a hate crime. I think
it could be. I mean, first of all, I think all crimes are hate. But he went in and shot only white people. And so now people are saying if that is what he was targeting, then are we going to call this a hate crime? I don't know.
Unga bunga. All right, confusing world. We're trying to make sense out of it here as we overview the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we've got loudness personified here. The visit this week, at this time every week, in fact, Nick Miles is here from RRRoExpert.com to talk about cars, things that you can do that are fun in cars, cars that are fun, etc., really the cars that are stolen. Do you see that list, the 10 most stolen cars in America?
Yeah.
At number 10, the Honda CR-V. Number 9, the GMC pickup truck. Dodge pickup is 8. The Toyota Corolla is 7. The Nissan Altima is 6. Toyota Camry is 5. Honda Accord is 4. The Chevy pickup is 3. The Honda Civic is 2. And what's number 1, Nicky boy?
I don't have the list in front of me, but I did read it when it came out. Tell me what's number 1, Doug.
Ford F-150. 38.
More of
listen, listen to this. Last year, 38,000 938 F-150s were stolen, most of all in Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, well, pretty much all over the place. I'm looking at this list here. And the model most stolen was a 2006 F-150. Not a new one.
Not good.
How about that? Good.
Yeah, well, there's more of them than any other truck or any other vehicle. They make nearly a million. They sell nearly a million of them every year.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Not surprised. Yeah.
All right. So there's a story floating around this week about the new security system in the Chrysler. I love the way you pronounce that, you Brits. The Chrysler system. Is it in all of the cars that come from Chrysler, or just what's the scoop?
It's in the Dodge, actually. It's the Dodge. The Dodge Challenger and the Dodge Chargers, the ones that I have been looking at specifically, it's a genius idea.
What is the idea? How does it work?
You get in these cars, and if you don't have all of the right systems going, it doesn't sense all the right things there, it turns the horsepower to idle.
Really?
Take that 3 horsepower and try and speed away in your 700.
So is this aimed at theft? What's this aimed at?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it started. You can do all the other things, but if it doesn't sense the right key, the right codes, and all those things, the driver who is supposed to be there, you can bypass all the security systems, but it won't let you rev the car up.
Really?
Therefore, you do get it started, but then you have to outrun the cops with 3 horsepower. So go for it. More. That's, by the way, lawnmower has about 4 horsepower. So.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to see that, please, Chase.
My friend, I have a friend who owns 14 car dealerships here in Massachusetts, and one of his guys is a very close friend that runs the Ford dealership here in my hometown. And he was bemoaning to me this week how I said, there's a couple of Broncos in the front yard. Yeah, but those are Ranger Broncos. Those are the little ones, although they sell. He said the turnaround for whatever one, anytime they get a Bronco, the younger, if you will, smaller Bronco, 3 days max they're on the lot, gonzo. Yeah. And so then the news about the full-size Bronco, which is it being delayed because of the chip problem, component parts? What's the problem?
Well, it's definitely components, and now it seems to be the roof. So they've decided that they're going to delay it for another half a year. If you want the original black roof, which came with it, the hard roof, you can still order it with the gray roof or the soft top just in time for winter, let me tell you. You can get it with the soft roof just in time for the snow up there in New England. However, it's the black roof, they just can't get the components to make it.
So, do you have any idea how many of these they've sold so far?
We're estimating they've had reservations for over 200,000. And by the way, they're converting 65% of reservations.
Converting, and what does that mean?
That means the people that put the money down in the first place.
Oh, they're actually taking the car. Yeah.
Yeah, which is actually record numbers.
Right.
More than anything else. So they're converting 65%, but you can't get the black top, which is what everybody wanted, the hard black top, which is the one that looks really good in the pictures.
So are these selling at sticker, above sticker? There's big demand, obviously, so Ford has altered how they're selling these things, right?
Yeah, Ford dealers, if you've reserved it ahead of time, the dealer is not whacking. I mean, they can't stop the dealer doing that because Ford have no control over that. But the dealer usually isn't being a nasty person and whacking that on because the price is agreed with Ford online when you go to reserve the vehicle up front. If you're doing anything extra once you get it or you build it out, of course, you have to pay extra. But no, it's a done deal once you built it out at the factory.
What's the retail on these? The average Bronco, the new Broncos?
My friend's is $60,000. So
help yourself, boys and girls. $60,000 Bronco. Who would have seen that coming? Nick Miles, our AutoExpert.com here on the DJV program.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.